Patty Vasquez. Of course, you can check her out every single night here on WGN. Patty, how you doing?
I'm good, but if you thought that talking about netting the baselines was controversial, you're going to put me on the line to talk about marijuana, gambling, heroin needles, and women's reproductive health? This should be good.
Yeah, this is a grand slam. This is everything. And it's kind of unusual. Maybe it's not that unusual, but man, this is a lot of important legislation that is literally coming down to the wire, Patty.
It is, and I want to thank you. You and Ellis sent me a link to an article. You know, I was looking at the big-ticket things that everyone's talking about, which are, of course, expanding gambling and the reproductive health legislation. But you guys sent me an article about clean heroin needle exchanges, and I wanted to tell you, I talked to a lot of people, and it was really interesting. This is what something they call a harm reduction bill. And one of the reasons that they're doing this is to protect the people who do provide clean needles to addicts. And they were telling me about obviously we have an epidemic of overdoses. There's the transference of HIV. There's a lot of risk involved for people who are ill, and they want to treat this like an illness and protect the people who are helping them through the illness of addiction.
Yeah, I imagine it, for people that say, why the heck would you provide needles for someone that is using intravenous drugs? You have to make the mental switch in your brain first that it is not that person's fault necessarily, that it is a disease. And when you look at it like that, I think it becomes crystal clear why you're doing it.
And they've also talked about the fact that, you know, often the person that is providing those needles is a point of contact, right? There's a human interaction when you are seeking out needles legally, and because they are addicted, and that's, you're right. You have to make that acceptance, and as hard as that is, you know, this is a way to, they're hoping to connect with people. And there's an increase. It's been proven by the CDC when you can provide a safe way for people to take care of themselves. And yes, it's part of the addiction. You also have an opportunity to help them into recovery as well.
Amen. Not to put you on the spot, but do we know where, is that in the House? Is that past the Senate? Where are we at with that?
That one has passed. That's going to the governor. It's passed the House and the Senate, and it's going to go to the governor's desk.
All right. Where are we at with weed?
With weed, that's got to go into the House. So that's passed out of the Senate. And it goes to the House next. They got three. It was bipartisan and bipartisan, not like overwhelmingly.
Right,
though,
right.
But there were three Republicans who crossed. Yeah.
We'll call that bipartisan.
Senator,
yeah.
We'll take it.
In this day and age, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not necessarily kumbaya, but it's baya, maybe.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Senator Berrickman was talking about his community and that he thinks that it's time to move forward, and whether it's for the revenue or for the fact that, you know, to normalize something that is what people are doing. We know that people are using, and for a lot of people, the Black Caucus had a press conference today, and they were talking about the social justice aspect of this and how a lot of minorities have been targeted when it comes to the legal system. So it is going into the Senate, and it's expected to pass, and they think that there will be four or five Republicans who cross party lines.
Under the House. Yeah, it'll be
into
the House. And does that have to be done by the – when does the legislative session end? Is it tomorrow or is it tonight?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow at midnight. If they don't get everything done that they want, so if they go into summer session trying to get anything done that is still on the table, they'll need a supermajority. Like Yeah, they need a bigger majority of approval on anything that they want to get done, which is obviously why you want to get the budget and the capital spending bills done by tomorrow at midnight. But what it sounds like to me, and one representative who asked to not be quoted on the record, they said that, they want them to vote on the gambling bill before they can get to the capital spending, which is your roads and infrastructure. The legislators said they want us to vote on a pile of crap so we can have our pile of diamonds.
I guess that's an amazing way to say that. I think what we're also driving at is they need to know how much anticipated revenue they're going to have before they can adjust accordingly for passing a budget. And that's why they've got to get some of these revenue enhancement bills out of the way, right?
Right. Well, the gambling expansion, which would expand casinos into places like Chicago and Rockford, it would be one landlocked in Chicago and I believe five riverboats around the state. They're expecting between that and expanding the sports betting, more tables at horse tracks, higher taxes on video gambling, things like that would bring in about $350 million is what they're hoping.
Here's what's fascinating. Here's what's fascinating about the gambling bill is it started as an online, or no, not online, but as a sports betting bill. This all traces back about 54 weeks to when the Supreme Court overruled an earlier case, outlawing it state by state, and now that they're able to do it. But I am amazed at how quickly this bill has risen to expand and to include a brick and mortar casino here in Chicago. You mentioned Rockford, a couple other places. My question is, Patty, just based on your expertise of Springfield and how it works. I was talking to some people, and they're like, oh, man, the bigger you make this bill, the easier it is to fail. But in my mind, I think this is a matter of, look, if you're going to get some people a piece of the pie, the more pie you can give out to everyone, the more likely it is to succeed.
Exactly. I think that because it does seem as though they're trying to make sure that places like Danville, Lake County, they're trying to hit different parts of the state so you can garner more support for it, right? If you can say, hey, you know, we'll make a deal with you. I mean, that's what a lot of these bills are like. Someone explained it was kind of like, you know, on your board in front of you, and I don't know if we can explain this to everybody else, but you have to, like, adjust. No matter how much you adjust, you throw something off, like whether it's the volume or, you know, bringing in the news. If you're doing, music, every time you change something else sounds off.
Right.
So they have to find that balance where everyone's kind of happy and will say yes, or at least enough people will be.
What do you think prospects are of the gambling one? I think that the tide has turned. I know that the lead negotiator on it, one of the reps, dropped out, and that's never a good sign when your lead negotiator is no longer your lead negotiator. But most things that I've heard are pretty positive that this thing might get through, although there's still a little time.
Yeah, there's still a little time for it to go either way. And my sense is that, there's not, like, excitement about it. I mean, anytime you're doing legislation that has, you know, we have three or four bills that are about morality, right? And this is about your morals. Right. So, you know, they have a lot to answer for in their districts and to themselves. So I think that's one of the things that comes into play on this one, too.
But, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned that morality thing. And so often in Springfield, these debates often come down to Chicago versus downstate. And you know, and I think that if this bill comes up 5 years ago, you'd have a little bit more pearl clutching. I don't know how else to say that in a better way, out of the central and southern parts of the state, people just morally against it. And I don't know whether it's the revenues and people are kind of getting big eyed on what that could do to the deficit, or if it's that sentiments have changed, or if it's that, look, if everyone's going to get a piece of this pie and this is the groundswell, this is the way it's going. But I don't see that much, at least on the gambling issue, I don't see a geographical breakdown in terms of our potential yays or nays.
I think so, too. And don't you think a lot of that has to do with online betting?
Yes.
The accessibility of it. And that, again, normalizes it, and it makes it seem like something that everybody does.
Yeah. Patty, also got to talk about the reproductive rights bill that went through the Senate and I believe the House now. It's all done after an emotional floor debate. Obviously, look.
Oh, no, it hasn't gone through the Senate.
Okay,
you're right,
just
though.
The House.
Yes, just the House. So today is the day that they're thinking. Today or tomorrow, it will go to the Senate.
And, boy, what a contentious thing. For those folks out there that don't quite know what's happening, because obviously, look, abortion's on top of everyone's mind with what's happening in Georgia, Missouri, and, I don't know, a handful of other states. What is this bill? What is the aim and the crux of this bill?
It's to really establish the existing laws that we have in Illinois, but also to protect women who are seeking health care from the possibility of Roe v. Wade if it is overturned. I mean, a lot of people expect now more than ever that it might be. There's a possibility. In the 70s, after Roe v. Wade was passed, the state of Illinois passed legislation basically anticipating the possibility of Roe v. Wade being overturned. So they rushed to put in, you know, basically once that happened, it would become illegal in the state of Illinois. So what they are doing now in the House and the Senate is to have things remain the way they have been since Roe v. Wade.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't expand anything. It doesn't change anything. It protects the existing accessibility to women's health.
Okay. So we'll wait for that passage in the Senate. Patty, what else brings you down there? I know we didn't list about four causes. But, you know, that's the thing. When these big ticket items get talked about and debated and take this much time to get through, you know, there's a lot of other causes that are fighting for different pieces of this smaller and smaller pie in Springfield.
Right. Well, and you know, that's the thing is that there are a lot of programs and services. People always talk about, like, you know, we need to cut first. And what people don't realize is that a lot of services did go away. A lot of providers closed shop because of our budget impasse over the last few years. So, you know, that's not necessarily the option. And a lot of programs that have suffered in the years, like we talked to the president and CEO of ChildServe. Sorry, there's a field trip coming through the stairwell that I was in.
That's okay. That's fine. You want to put it up in the air.
Yeah. How you doing? Hi, everybody. Just on WGN Radio. Hi, everybody. That's all right. They're on. It's okay.
Like, what's radio?
They're all shushing. Yeah, they're like, what's radio? Yeah. Tune in 7:20 a.m. You guys will all be on tonight. Yes. So there are programs like ChildServe that want to make sure that they're not left behind. And that's one of the things that's so important about passing the budget, the capital spending bill. You know, we all want to make sure that our economy is going strongly and that we have jobs. We also want to make sure that, the commitment we have to those that are most vulnerable, people, you know, that are relying on services in their communities are also protected. So you've got groups here today that are just reminding people, look, you know, things need to get done. And that's it's impressive. I mean, I hope that people come to Springfield. I love coming to Springfield. Have you been, John?
Oh, many times, but I definitely know you like going down there. You must do you take Amtrak? Do you drive? You must have some frequent sort of trip things saved up.
Well, I hope my mom isn't listening, but I decided to leave right after my show last night.
Oh, got through the middle of the night. Okay.
And I, you know what? I realize on the way here that driving in the rain makes me really sleepy.
Oh, so, and that Interstate 55, you pass through a lot of, you don't make many turns of the wheel there.
No, and so I finally had to give in and pulled over to a rest area and slept in my car.
Oh, Patty,
don't tell my mom.
No, I won't tell your mom, but you told, Patty, do we need to send you some, do I need to talk to Todd about getting a raise over here? We need to get you into a hotel.
But I was only going to be in the hotel for a couple hours. It didn't seem worth it.
I know. I understand. Yeah. Hey, Patty, do you mind if we take a call? We got a question for you, actually.
Please.
All right, sure. Patty, from one Pat to another Pat, what's your question here on WGN?
Hi, Patty. How are you? My question is, what do you think the chances are of Chicago legalizing video gaming in lieu of the fact that there's tens of thousands of sweepstakes machines out there which are not controlled by anybody?
That's a great question.
And that's something that is, I agree. I mean, and that's something that has come up is that, you know, the promises that were made about those video gambling in the sweepstakes were supposed to generate all this money for the state, and that hasn't been the case. And the problem is when you say you're going to expand the video gambling into Chicago, you're like, well, you're not holding the last bill accountable. And that's something that I think is a problem here in Springfield, you know?
Yeah.
They talk about transparency and, you know, we're going to make sure we track how well this is doing, only now you're moving on to more legislation, and you didn't make sure that the last bill was doing what it was doing.
Right. Pat, thanks for the phone call. Patty, your sense on this thing, politicians are humans too, and they want to go into the summer. They want to break on this thing. They want to go they want to go home. They want to see their kids. They want to see their family. I can't blame them for it. Are we going to have a nice bow on this thing by the end of tomorrow night? Or are there going to be, I mean, I'm sure there'll be some lingering issues into the summer session, but are we going to get a budget out of this thing?
Well, you know, if there's something interesting that happened in a hallway, there's another element that seemed to have popped up about McCormick Place and the expansion of an area where they're taxing, Chicagoans for McCormick Place. And I'm not sure. That just happened as I was trying to learn about the Clean Needle Program.
Mayor Lightfoot kind of put a kibosh on it because it extended it out, I think, 10 miles, but exempted major arenas like Wrigley Field and Guaranteed Rate Field. And so she didn't like that.
Yeah. Right. And there's some reps here who are saying that, you know, they don't want that either because, you know, it has a negative impact on a lot of small businesses. So I don't know that that's going to be a hiccup for anything else, but that's the only thing I've heard so far that could, be something that distracts from the conversation about all the bills that they want to. Basically, they're calling it the planes that they have to land, which are marijuana, gambling, reproductive rights, the capital spending bill. And the budget.
So you got to get the dirt before the diamonds. That's what you said, right, Patty?
The crap. Crap before the diamonds.
Oh, crap before the diamonds. Very good.
Patty, you didn't want to say it. It's okay. Yeah. I'll lower the bar.
Yeah. I was going to say you do every night, but that was really mean, and I didn't mean to say that, of course.
No,
Patty,
I don't mind.
So you're on tonight, though, right, of course, after the White Sox?
Yes, I'll be broadcasting from the basement of the Capitol, and we will have Senator Toy Hutchinson on, who is the sponsor of the legalizing recreational cannabis in the state of Illinois.
All right. Patty Vasquez, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day, John.
And no rest stops on the way back, girl. I will Venmo you some money to get a cheap hotel in Peoria if I need to, all right?
It was going to be, I think, Pontiac. I should have stopped in Pontiac.
Yeah, Pontiac. That's
I was
a
like,
good
I can make it. I can make it.
Maybe Dwight. They've got some cheap rates. All right,
got a nice hotel in Towanda.
Towanda, like yeah.
Towanda.
There
yes.
you go.
Or Funk's Grove. I should have stopped in Funk's Grove. That was my fault.
312-917-7200. Can you house Patty tonight or tomorrow when she makes her way back? Let us know if you're on Interstate 55. Even better. More after this on 720 WGN.